Have you ever wanted to ask God, you know, just a question? Like, Lord, why this or why that? Why did you make roaches? Or rats, for that matter? Mosquitoes? Or a locust? A thousand other pestilence? And just pest. But seriously, you know, I'd go through time while I wondered, Lord, why do we have such pain and suffering? Why must there be so much pain and suffering? It hurts me to see people hurt. It hurts me to see my children hurt. It hurts me to see other folks go through pain. And I, you know, truly, I would really be great if we didn't have to have it, wouldn't it? But you know, there are many days that I'm going through the day and I'm suffering somehow. I've got something hurting somewhere. I think that's the case with most people as they get older, and younger people, you know, may have some pain on a day by day occasionally, but as you get older, it's more often. And I believe there are several reasons for this pain. First of all, without pain, you know, people would be probably burning their hands off because you wouldn't know it would be hurting. We'd probably rarely go to the doctor to find out what's wrong with us without some pain and suffering. A friend of mine recently wrote an article that was titled "Let Pain Be Your Guide," and that's because he recently went through a surgery and the doctor told him, you know, as far as how much he could walk and how he would know when he could do more, he said, "Let pain be your guide." And so pain does have a ministry in our lives. It allows us to know, you know, I'm doing too much and I need to rest, or something's wrong and I need to get help. And without that, well, we certainly wouldn't live very long without the pain. I mean, you know, imagine a tooth that is abscessed. When would we know that we needed to go get something done to that tooth? Probably would be too late. Probably would be after poison has already set into our system and it would be not recoverable. But certainly God does use pain in our life to show us and to guide us, to keep us from death, to keep us from making mistakes that would cause more harm, and to guide our path as well. But still, for me, when I think about heaven, no more pain. I think one of the reasons that we have pain is for people when we're lost. Without pain, how could we ever know what eternity without Christ might be like? I mean, the pain of isolation, of just knowing what it's like to be alone. And in eternity, of those that are in hell, they will be, the Bible says, from the presence of the Lord. In other words, God will be nowhere around. It'll be a godless place, hell. And that in itself will make it hell. But to imagine a place where there's torment day and night, how could we even begin to imagine that if we didn't know pain? So ultimately, you know, pain, which I'm not a big fan of pain. I truly would rather not be hurting. But it was that fear of pain, I suppose, that led me to a place where I began to listen to the gospel and consider the invitation of Christ to have my sins forgiven, to become a child of God, and to live forever in a place where there's no more pain. And when you compare that to the possibility of torment day and night, it was an easy choice for me. And so ultimately, pain brings us to Christ. And therefore, is quite a blessing. So I thank God for the pain and suffering that we face, that leads us to Him, that brings us to our knees, that calls us to His side for prayer and for fellowship, that keeps our mind focused on eternity in heaven, and keeps us from taking a path that would lead to death and sorrow. Well, this has been Joe Barrett with 5 Minutes of Grace, and if you're feeling a little pain today, well, just stop and praise God for the ministry of pain. Have a blessed day.